Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We are back. The WIP afternoon show with Ike and Spike and Fritz here on a beautiful, chilly spring afternoon. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, feeling pretty good. Feels good to be back in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball team, 3 out of 4 games. They won. That's good. Off day today. They're back at it tomorrow. Looks like we'll be discussing a lot of pushing tushes and wiffle ball bats.
Unwound,
yeah, that's what I heard we're going to be discussing today. Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
You know, Mother Nature's got to figure it out. Either it's warm or it's cold. You know, I just yesterday's 85. It's beautiful. You're outside in shorts and a t-shirt. Today, I'm back in sweats.
I was going to say, you're back in shorts and a t-shirt, probably. Exactly. You have a very similar outfit, no matter what.
Listen, it's all about being consistent.
Yeah.
But for everyone else, I'm thinking about the people.
Well, this is how spring is, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah. How spring is every year.
We get it, dude. Yeah. You live in North Jersey and you're moving to South Jersey, so you think you know the area.
Wow. Is that what we're doing today? Big show as always. Jeff Lurie on the show. Well, not exactly on our show, but we will bring you Jeff Lurie live from the NFL owners meeting today. He will speak sometime, we believe, around 4 or 5 o'clock. Elliot will join us at 3. We will talk about the Phils' big win yesterday and those fraudulent torpedo bats. But as Ike said, the lead is the pushing of the tush. So Rich McKay is the CEO of the Falcons and also the longest standing member of the NFL competition committee.
And he signed Ike Reese. Back in 2005.
And he signed Ike Reese back in 2005.
Yeah.
And he, do we have it ready? I know you're putting your finger up.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. There it is. Called delaying.
Here is what he had to say.
Number one, I'm going to go back to what I said the other day on the call, which is you never like any discussion in any room to be projected towards a team or two. It's never something that we've ever liked doing because that's not why it's being discussed. In this case, I think the discussion became number one, safety. Number two, should you have to defend it? Number three, is this part of the history of football? All those kind of discussions happen. I think we evolved to the idea that we did up to 2004. We had rules in place that prohibited pushing and pulling. Just prohibited it. And we deleted that from the book because it became harder for our officials to officiate downfield what was going on. And so that got deleted. From that came a play like this and a formation like this. So I think the idea was, listen, as opposed to voting on this particular proposal today, Green Bay asked, could we go back and talk about reintroducing the 2004 language
study it, understand it, and talk about it again when we get back to bed.
Jack, shut this guy up. Shut him up. So this is what Rich McKay said as the NFL pushed the vote on the tush push ban back until May. And he's lying. He's lying. They're all lying. The Packers are lying. The Bills are lying. Rich McKay is lying. They're all lying. He said he doesn't like for this rule discussion to be focused on one or two teams. Well, it is. It's mostly just focused on the Eagles because the Bills are the other team that did it a bunch and they're against it as well. And they're pushing it back to May because they know they don't have the votes to ban it now. The entire league, the Bills, the Packers, they're all scheming against the Eagles because they can't stop this one play. And they say it's injury related. Lie. Okay, the rule was before 2004. Okay, that's 20 years ago. That's two decades ago. They want to stop the Eagles from doing it because the Eagles can do it and nobody else can do it well and nobody can stop it, and they want to change the rule because of that. And the Eagles should, Ike, in my opinion, go raise hell, do whatever they can do, buy votes, whatever they can do, however they can talk to the other teams to make sure this doesn't get banned. One, because it's BS. And I'm not one of those guys that thinks, oh, everybody's always against us. You know, that sort of like Philly complex that we always have. But in this case, it's true. Mm-hmm. Everybody's against us. And the other thing is this would be a massive, massive detriment to the Philadelphia Eagles on the football field. This is a huge advantage that the Eagles have that nobody else has. It is a lot more successful than regular quarterback sneaks. It is a lot more successful than giving the ball to the running back with only 1 yard to get. We essentially have a cheat code for a 1 yard play, and the rest of the league is trying to ban it because they can't stop it. I think this would, first of all, I think it's BS that are trying to do it, but the second thing is, I think it would really hurt the Eagles next year and in the future if they end up banning this.
Yeah, this is where I disagree. I disagree with you and anybody else that feels somehow this is going to hamper the Eagles from being successful moving forward. I just don't see it that way. I don't buy it. It's not as if when they start using this play. When Nick got here 4 years ago,
I was gonna say 4 years.
Ago, yep. 4 or 5 years ago.
Yep.
We won a Super Bowl without using the tush push already. We literally won a Super Bowl before we started using the tush push. I mean,
we've been to two since we started using it.
I understand that. My only point is that I'm not telling you that it's not an advantage. You just call it a cheat code. So that lets you know it's an advantage.
It's a huge advantage.
Okay, that's fine. My point is that I don't believe the Eagles will be any less successful to the point of wins and losses by not using it. That's my contention.
I have no data to prove that what I'm saying is right. All I have is what I see. Mm-hmm. And what I see is the Eagles choosing to do this when they could do those other things.
Sure.
So they're definitely more successful using this than they would the other things, or they wouldn't be using it. I can only guess, but that would be my guess.
Well, no, they understand that it gives them a clear advantage to be able to push the quarterback forward.
Sure.
That's why they use it. Not because they can't do anything else. They've chosen not to do anything else. They've chosen not to run regular quarterback sneaks.
Because this is more successful.
Yeah, because there's an advantage of pushing a player.
Yes, so why should we lose? It's a huge advantage for the Eagles.
No, that's why the other teams don't want it.
I understand that, but if it was just this cheat thing, and we'll mm-hmm. talk about it in a bit, the torpedo bat, the tornado bat, whatever the hell it's called,
then
everyone would just do it. Right, but everyone's trying to do this and they can't. And that was the thing that Sirianni said, two mm-hmm. months ago or 6 weeks ago when he first talked about it. I think it's sort of like insulting to the Eagles to say that because the Eagles have perfected it and can do it, and nobody
sure.
else has figured it out.
Sure,
right. So I just like
and not many people are trying it either.
Some teams
are just choosing not to do that for whatever reason.
Maybe because they can't do it. Maybe they've tried it in practice and they can't do it. I don't know. I just think the Eagles should do whatever they can do. I think Jeff Lurie should call whoever he could call. Howie Roseman should call whoever he should call. Nick Sirianni mm-hmm. should call whoever he could call. Jalen Hurts, call whoever you can call. Because this advantage that the Eagles have over the rest of the league, we lose it next year if it's gone.
Yeah.
I think it's just
And you think that affects us?
Yes, significantly. See, I love the fact that we, if it's third and one, there's no way we're not getting the first down. And no other team in the league has that advantage. Well, if we have two chances to get it, no other team in the league has that advantage. We have that advantage. If we get to a third and one, we're like, all right, well, we're converting here. I just feel like I don't want to lose that. And I think it puts the Eagles in a worse situation next year.
I can understand why you don't want to lose it, because it's successful.
Yes.
But here's my thing. I'm not under the belief that the team won't be successful moving forward without it. That's the difference with me. I can understand why other teams don't want the Eagles running.
Sure, I can understand that.
Yeah, I understand that part of it. The health stuff is all a bunch of excuses. It's a play that I believe that teams, I don't know, maybe they don't find it aesthetically pleasing. Like, I don't know what it is.
You know what?
I don't know.
I would actually find I would think there would be a better reason for it if all the teams could do it. Because if all the teams could do it, I could see the gameplay issue, mm-hmm. right? We don't want 16 games a week of 10, 15 tush pushes a game. But the fact that nobody else can do it, actually.
But what if the rest of the league was doing that?
Then I think you come up with I think you could talk about changing the rules. If it changes the aesthetics of the game in a big way, mm-hmm. you know, every league has made changes like that.
Sure.
Football's made changes. But I can't think of, Wilt. Like, what other time in the history of sports are we changing the entire rules of a league? Sam Hinkie? To change the entire rules of a league because one team did something really, really well.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But we do realize, and he mentioned it there, that there was a time where it wasn't legal to
Absolutely.
Do.
So Absolutely.
It's not as if it's been legal in football for 50, 60, 70, however long football has been around, 75 years, 85 years.
Sure.
And all of a sudden the Eagles started winning Super Bowl, so they decided to change it.
Sure.
That's not the case.
All right.
Right?
Yep. 215-592-9494. Is it a big deal for the Eagles if they ban the tush push, which it looks like they're going to do? And before we get to the phones, the last thing I want everyone to do is Ike is giving Rich McKay and the Packers and the Bills a little mm-hmm. bit of a break in calling them excuses, what they're saying.
Yeah.
I want everyone to say the right word. They are lies. Rich McKay is lying. The Bills are lying. The Packers are lying.
Well, why would the league not want to?
They're lying. Because essentially, the league is only... The league serves one purpose, to make the owners happy, right?
Sure.
Make all the owners happy. So if a preponderance of owners want to get rid of it, then the league basically does what the owners want to do. There's very few...
Well, that's why they put it to voting.
Right.
But it's being put to vote.
Right. And even the NFL, I was reading the story, I think it was by Albert Breer, where the NFL doctor is like, well, there haven't been any injuries, but what we're really worried about is there being a really bad injury if it happens. It's like, come on, man. I could say that about so many plays on, mm-hmm. on the football field. I want to see some data. If you're going to tell me it's because of health, mm-hmm. I want to see some data. I want to see a diagram about how it's going to hurt them. Because as much as the Eagles have done it over the last, 4 or 5 years, I can't remember any injuries happening because
sure.
of this. And I can remember tons of injuries happening in practice, happening on regular pass plays. All right.
Watson McCauley got hurt in the Super Bowl, didn't he? Chris Jones.
Because he lined up sideways.
What? He's trying to come up with different ways to stop the
sure,
play.
I know.
But he's trying to come up with creative ways to stop the play and he gets injured.
What if we sign some real fast guy that nobody can catch? Are they going to ban him too?
No.
Let's not be dramatic.
They're
going to ban Saquon because he's too good?
When the offense has a clear advantage of pushing someone with two people on top of an offensive line, the defense has to come up with creative ways to try to stop it.
I agree, but my only point would be, if it's such an advantage, why can't anybody else do it? Why can't anybody else do it? That's my only point of this, is that...
Well, it's a clear advantage, and you know it.
It's an advantage, but if everyone else could take advantage of it, they would mm-hmm. be doing it, I would think. That would be my guess.
I would think so, too.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do not let them lie to you. Don't let Ike lie to you.
I'm not lying to you.
215-592-9494. If they ban the tush push, is it a big deal for the Eagles? And we do have a next question today. On this day in 1963, I can't believe this is when this has happened, General Hospital debuted on ABC.
63?
Wow. General Hospital debuted.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
I didn't watch it, but in 63. But
yeah, it was on when, that was a mom show when I was a kid. But I didn't know it debuted.
Oh, man, when Luke and Laura finally got married.
Yeah, there's a big one.
Yes.
And General Hospital, was that the one where, who was the guy? There was one guy when we were young that everybody thought was the hottest guy in the world on General Hospital.
General Hospital?
I'll try to, Jack something?
He.
Jack?
No, I thought you were asking Jack. I'm like, yeah.
No. His name was Jack.
What's his face on there? George Clooney?
George Clooney did do
No, George Clooney was on the nighttime show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was ER. Hospital. He didn't do soap operas?
No, he did Grey's Anatomy or something, wasn't
it?
It was ER. He was on ER, but that was on at night.
Well, Stephen A. did General Hospital.
Well, he still does.
Oh, he does?
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
So he's like a guest appearance.
So for next question, give us your all-time favorite daytime TV show. Jack, what do you got?
So I don't want to take a big answer, so I'm going to give everyone a Jack answer.
Yeah.
I'm going to go according to Jim. With Jim Belushi?
According to Jim.
What type of stupid
show is that?
It was on when I would get back from school.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, you know, before I would turn
was
on
Was it
the...
a talk show?
No, it was just a sitcom.
On during the day?
Yeah, at like 2 o'clock. No, it's not your traditional daytime
was
TV.
Was it on Nickelodeon or something?
No,
according to Jim, it's Jim Belushi.
Yeah, Jim Belushi. But I think it was on Nick at that point. No, okay. Probably, you know.
That was ABC.
It was ABC, but I think it got rebroadcast.
Oh, so you just picked a syndicated show?
Yeah.
That's not a daytime. Get out of here.
I tell you, dude, we go to this dude every top of something.
We're going
to
ban him from next question.
He's checked out on our side questions.
Well, because he's been working on that stupid book.
Stupid book of his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ike, favorite daytime TV show? We both had the same.
Oh, man. Favorite daytime TV show? Oh, man. Wow. I could do game shows. I could do talk shows.
There's a lot.
Speaking of checked out on the next question.
I'm just trying to figure out which one I want to pick.
Which one he wants to pick.
I'm going to pick Jerry Springer.
It's a goat. Jerry Springer's a goat answer.
How many classes I missed to watch Jerry Springer?
He was your mayor.
Yeah.
Well, yes. That's probably why I stayed locked in.
And taking such a big answer off the board, you being a Cincinnati native,
yes.
I think this is completely legal. You take Jerry Springer
I appreciate it. Yes.
So me, I'm going to take one little left to center here, Sesame Street. Sesame Street is a daytime TV show, and it was a goat show. I grew up watching Sesame Street, loved Sesame Street. Even growing up, sometimes I'd be flipping around, and I'd be like, Sesame Street's on. Always like Sesame Street.
You mean even now?
I never see it. I'm not home.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
so
just saying.
I like never watch TV.
All those shows now, man. You get older, those shows seem creepy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were all good when we were young.
Yeah. Well, especially the ones with the adults. At least, and this one had adults. There were adults in it. Why are they only hanging out with kids and animals? That's weird. All right, 215-592-9494. Looks like the NFL is going to ban the tush push in May.
We'll be okay, everybody.
I'm telling you, it's a huge deal. Is it a big deal or not? Corey in Columbus leads us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, if they're going to ban it, ban it. See, like, the reason why the Eagles are so good at the tush push is because they practice. Like, I'm not saying that the Bills and them don't, but I don't think, like, they put in the same kind of time. Like, you heard Nick and them say, When they were, and then like Jalen and Saquon, when they was on Jimmy Kimmel, they was like, we practice this consistently.
Yes.
So what is Saquon practicing?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I'm talking about he said that the team practiced.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
What I'm saying is, like, I feel like they, like, it's kind of like a jealousy thing, and I hate to use it because that kind of looks like a cop out answer, but it's like, these, like, great offensive minds, like Deshaun McVay's and all these great defensive minds, like the Vic Fangio's, you know what I'm saying? All these Belichick, they out there, they like, man, like, this play is just so simple. Why can't we stop it? Like, how can this guy, you know, come up with a play like this and so unstoppable with his team, you know? And then that's why they want to get it banned. But it's the thing, though. You could take it away. That's fine. We just gonna find another way to beat you. Like,
exactly.
Like, I get it. Like the tush push, we started doing it like Nick Sirianni said we did it in 2021. I don't even remember that. I didn't remember us start doing it to the Super Bowl season the first time. I don't even remember us doing it in 2021.
I don't either.
Yeah, so I don't know what he's talking about. So we didn't start doing it until 2022. Okay, and then it kind of like blew up. Like the commentators, all the days, you know what's coming. You know what's coming. So it's a jealousy thing. Like, they're not talking about, you know, Ben Johnson's quick and lateral to the offensive lineman. It's talking about the tush push. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they jealous of us. It's cool. But it's okay.
Here's what it is, Corey. It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay, Corey, because we're Super Bowl champions and they can't stop us. Don't matter. It don't matter. Here's what I don't want to happen. And here's what I don't want the Eagles doing. It seems like it's almost too late. You know, outwardly protesting against this and saying it's unfair and this and any other, it just makes us look like it's a crutch that we need.
I mean, we do kind of need
it. No, we don't need this.
It gives us, we need every advantage we can get. Did we not learn anything from Belichick? All Belichick did was cheat in little tiny ways because he knows these little tiny advantages add up. And they take away all these little tiny advantages. And then all of a sudden, the difference between you and the team below you, like we all know, the difference between the best team and the 10th best team in the NFL is not... It's not like a huge difference, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, one play goes this way, one play goes the other way. We need every single one of these.
Now, if I look at our postseason, right?
Yep.
Now, I could be wrong. Somebody can remind me out there that's listening. I'm sure somebody's watched every postseason game this year 10 times already.
I'm sure.
How many times did we use the tush push in the postseason?
Well, I mean, we didn't really have to in the last two games. I don't know how many we did in the first two.
Well, I mean, first downs?
I don't know. But I know it helped us get to 14-3.
When you said we didn't have to use it in the last two games, you're saying because they were blowouts.
Yes.
So, my point is, if we need it so bad, why isn't it a part of the game regardless of the score?
If your guy would throw the ball more occasionally, maybe we'd be up by more points and we wouldn't need to do this in the third and fourth quarter.
We
catching a stray for no reason.
Well,
yeah,
maybe throw more daggers.
we used the touch push on the first play of the Super Bowl to get the first touchdown.
We did? Okay.
Let me just put this out here, and I said this before. I'm going to drop a couple bars on y'all real quick. I said this when Spike wasn't here the last time. Spike tell me all these quarterbacks is better than Jalen Hurts, but they better than him until it's time to be better than him. The Eagles got a super team until it's time to rank the players. You know, you rank the players, the quarterback 20, A.J. Brown not top five.
Who's not ranking A.J. Brown top
five? You live
five?
In la-la land.
Yeah, you're the straw man Corey.
And I'm saying, listen, I'm not a radio host. I listen to radio. I listen to all stations. I listen to Twitter. Everybody hate on us when it's time to say we the best. But that's cool, though. Take the tush push away. All the coach, all he going to do is come up with a different play to be successful.
Okay.
That's all.
How about just turn the hand the ball around here? Turn around and hand the ball to Saquon.
And we got
A.J. Dillon.
A.J. Dillon?
Oh, now we got A.J. Dillon.
Well, I'm just saying. He's another big bag. He's 250 pounds.
He's soft.
We got two bags. Like, you can put them both back there. You don't know who getting the ball. That's what I'm saying. You know?
Oh, didn't even play last year. Signed for $1 million.
That's okay.
He's going to be unstoppable in 1 yard.
A lot of people don't play, and they come back, and you think they're going to be good. Like, that don't mean nothing.
Corey, I'm telling you this. Next season, there's going to be a fourth and one, and we're not going to get it on some normal quarterback sneak or a run to Saquon, and it's going to hit you. It's going to hit you. It's like, oh, I thought we were actually Superman. I thought we could just invent things on fly. We could always get a yard when we need it. I'm telling you, if they get rid of it, you're going to notice next year.
That ain't never going to happen out of me. The reason why is because I know we're going to come up with something different. Listen, when we first started doing the play, what was it, like 94%, 93%? Now it's down to 86%, 87%. So clearly somebody learned how to stop it, right? Right? I mean, I know you're the mathematician guy. So first year 92, now it's 86. So well, somebody stopped
86
it.
Is still pretty good success rate.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if it's getting stopped, all right. It ain't 92.
Well, then why are the Eagles fighting so hard for it?
That's because it's their staple. The same reason why you fight about stuff on this show that don't need to be fought about.
Oh, you be quiet. Shut up, Corey. All right.
All right, let me get my guy. Let me get hey.
Yeah.
So, hey, when you would get in trouble during the day, you at grandma's house. Hey, man, you got to sit down and watch Victor Newman on Young and the Restless, man.
You are a Young and the Restless
oh, wow.
guy?
Hey, man. Hey, when you get in trouble at grandma's house, you don't got no choice. Sit on this couch.
Yeah. You're going to watch what she's watching.
All,
yep.
right, Corey. All yep. right, Corey. Was Young and the Restless on right after General Hospital
first.
Or was it on opposite?
First.
Oh, it was on before General
yes.
Hospital. Okay.
I believe Young and the Restless is an ABC sitcom. I don't even know the other sitcoms.
Well, like Young and the Restless
NBC
is not a sitcom.
Or not sitcoms.
Yeah,
I mean,
show. Yeah, drama.
Daytime soaps.
Yeah.
Soaps. I don't even know the ones on the other networks.
The soaps. You know what?
I call them soaps.
You know what every mom used to say? My shows.
Yeah.
I got my show. I go and watch my shows. My shows.
Oh, I can't name the other ones, but
no.
It was like four of them that came on
all in a row.
Yep, all in a row.
All right, 215-592-9494. They're trying to take the tush push away from us. They're scheming. The league is scheming, lying.
Plotting on us.
The Packers are lying. The Bills are lying. They're all lying. And we're going to pay the price. Don't let them do it. Do you think it's a big deal if they get rid of the tush push for the Eagles? And for next question today, General Hospital debuted in 1963. Give us your all-time favorite daytime TV show. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking about butts and pushing them, like we do on most days. Mm-hmm. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Ultimately, would the loss of the tush push be a big deal for the Eagles offense? Yes or no? What do I say? Yes, you say no. What do you think the results of the poll are?
Yes. And I'll go with 65%.
So it's no, 70.4.
Wow.
And let me explain what this is.
I am shocked.
This is Super Bowl muscles. Everyone's got
yes,
Super Bowl muscles.
That's what I'm talking about.
Everybody's like, yes, we could do anything. We could play with two broken legs and win the Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl with the tush push. We've had all these wins that everybody talks about under Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and blah, blah, blah. All tush push. Tush push there the whole time. It is this unstoppable play, or mostly unstoppable play, that the league is lying to take away from us with no actual data about injuries. No one else can do it. And we think it's just everything's just going to be totally fine.
I gotta admit, I'm shocked.
Oh,
I'm pleasantly shocked.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's like, oh. Yeah.
I'm pleasantly shocked.
We don't
everybody's
need
saying,
it.
No, I'm
because
you,
everyone realizes that a regular quarterback sneak will mostly do the trick
yes.
every time.
Not nearly as effective.
Quarterback, man, our quarterback squats 600 pounds.
Did you forget that?
Well, then what do we need somebody pushing him for?
Because it makes it that much better.
That's the point.
But a little
it's better.
Bit, but it's not gonna. They're not gonna fall off a cliff because they can't run a freaking quarterback sneak.
Jack,
it's the same play.
You
it's the same play.
You gotta learn about excellence.
I don't know anything about excellence.
Excellence is about being great on the margins. It's about every little tiny advantage you can get. Everything you can have. I don't know the 10th best quarterback in the NFL and win the Super Bowl when you have those advantages.
The 10th best.
You could.
That's shot number two you done threw all
the time. You could. You could. You could just have a guy that's maybe the 12th best quarterback in the NFL with really strong legs end up winning the Super Bowl. 2-1.
No, and I'm going to ask you this, though.
Yeah.
With the team.
Yeah.
Because they clearly love doing it. And they feel like it gives them somewhat of an advantage. Not an illegal advantage.
No.
But they have the advantage because they do it more than anybody else. They do it correctly.
The offensive linemen seem like they get a sense of pride that no one can stop it.
That's the one part I'm not so sure.
Well, Lane does, but Lane's not the one doing it.
Well, Mailata was annoyed by it by the end.
They're not going to say it publicly because they're on the team. I don't know how much the linemen enjoy this.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the hardest on them.
Yeah.
It is on them, especially.
I know who does enjoy it. That's Jalen.
Jalen. Well, when he's negotiating that contract, he's like, well, total touchdowns. That's a real stat. What are you talking about? All right.
Yeah, Jalen enjoys it.
Well, we'll get to something that's happening in baseball as well. That is the
Who doesn't enjoy it? Well, he's okay. He's making $20 million a year now.
Who?
Saquon.
Saquon, right.
That's why they had to give him the bump.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
What his number would have been if he was allowed to score touchdowns.
Yeah, you know the agent brought that in.
Well, they definitely have stats for it.
Well, sure.
He went down to 11 times last year.
Yep.
Yeah, he scored 10 touchdowns. It's ridiculous.
Now he doesn't have to care about it.
Yeah,
now
he's getting more. He got paid.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Happy Matt LaFleur Day, also known as April Fool's Day, man.
Oh, yeah, it is April Fool's Day. Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I'm trying to stay off Twitter today.
Oh, everybody's jokes. Well, everybody's big jokes.
Tiger got me this morning.
You fell for that?
I got it sent to me.
You think he healed from an Achilles in 2 weeks?
Hold on. T.O. played the Super Bowl in a hyperbaric chamber. People forget that.
He didn't tear his Achilles.
It's
That's like
golf.
A year-long injury.
It's golf, not football. I thought maybe there was a chance. And I was cooking breakfast for everyone, so I was a little distracted.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Dad of the year right there.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, this is total BS. And I want to point out something here. I don't know if you're following this narrative, but they're trying to spin this as it's about player safety, and that's why they want to do away with it. But this is the same group that's so concerned with player safety, they just voted to move the touchback to the 35 so that more players – return, there's more kickoff returns,
right,
which is one of the most dangerous plays in the NFL.
Yeah.
But yet, this is about player safety, which there's no data.
Oh, and they're going to add another game, Chris, in the next few years.
Yeah, they've been to 17 and now 18.
Yeah, it'll be 18 in a minute. Yeah.
Very concerned about player safety.
It's all about player safety. You know, that's what they care about. It's not about viewership or, you know, the entertainment aspect of it. And Spike, you mentioned this weeks ago. That's what it's all about. Like, the fact that this is a give-me play, it's like an extra point. That's why they moved the extra point back. So, the same thing. But, guys, does this affect us? I got to remind you, we got the Quad Brothers this year in the backfield. We got Zay Quad. And then, like just mentioned, we got AJ Quad back there, too. And then, listen, we got the wrinkle, man. We could always put, and nobody's ever mentioned this before, but we could put Mailata in the backfield. You know, he played rugby, right?
Yeah, no, we didn't know that.
Nobody knew that, right? So, I don't know.
We're gonna take our left tackle and put him back there. And
you can take your Pro Bowl left tackle that you paid $30 million a year to be a left tackle and have him be the running back.
I would pay for somebody to ask Uncle Ray Dittinger that same question because him melting down on Saturdays would always, I love that in the beginning of this. Guys, let's get to some important questions. I do have a very, very important question. Do we have an update on the WIP games, the Fritz versus the Bedazman?
No, we don't have it. I don't think so, Jack.
No.
Have we heard when it's going to happen?
I guess the idea is Memorial Day.
Oh, really?
Oh, Memorial Day-ish.
Memorial Day weekend when we're all doing that broadcast or whatever. Well,
so...
Friday.
Well, because the camera said it needs 2 months to ramp up, so it's April now.
So we're going to do it at the Chickies?
Again.
Okay.
We'll see. Again, he has to make it through without getting hurt.
Yes.
Because I don't know if you've heard, he's doing 20 push-ups and 20 sit-ups and walking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
he's coming after my corner.
Yeah. The push-up corner.
Walking and push-ups. Okay. We don't have a date yet, Chris. I'm telling you, I'm making you this promise, and I'll make a promise to everybody else who's listening.
Yeah.
This show... Ike and I will not allow this to not happen. This is going to happen. There will be a date. The morning show will be shut up. You know what? Here's one of the terms. They should make it they should no names except for Fritz. So if Fritz wins, it should be the WIP morning show who lost to Jack Fritz. That's what it should be. Like, I want real, real terms here if DeCamera's going to do this. Because DeCamera doesn't think he could win. Here's the other thing. He doesn't really think he could win. There's no way.
It's not his thing. He knows he can't win.
He knows he can't win.
Again, but this is setting up like a Rocky thing. You can't win. That's what he wants.
He's trying to ride. He's like, oh no, afternoon show's big dog in town. I got to ride the afternoon show, get my name on the afternoon show.
Like
Seabiscuit. They're becoming such a big deal.
Oh.
I'm going to ride the afternoon show like Seabiscuit. Yeah. I'm not letting him ride the afternoon show. If he loses, we get something material on this show. That's all I'm saying. Material when Jack kicks his ass.
Listen, Spike.
Yeah.
Hey, bad press is still good press, and that's what he's doing. He's latching on.
Yeah. Well, I'm not letting that little worm get through this without losing something.
But you guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah. Well, maybe we all get to see how small it is
on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Hey, real quick, I do have to take a shot at you. Can you please tie your shoes? What do you throw up already? What do you the picture in your
no? Do you know why I couldn't tie my shoes yesterday?
Because
my friggin' back. I can't. I could barely get.
It's called a big dose of D.
Stop, Jack. I pull my back on Saturday lifting something I shouldn't have lifted, and I can't bend over far enough to tie my shoes.
Hardest wood I had ever touched,
Jack.
You can't even put your shoes on.
I'm telling you, like,
a little fraudulent.
It's not. Look, Chris.
I totally agree.
I know you're the toughest guy in the world. It's not fraudulent.
He went to Penn State.
Give us your no, enough out of you. Give us your favorite.
Who else went there? Saquon Barkley.
I know. I know. Yeah, give us your favorite.
Dawson too.
Give us your favorite. And Matt McGloin. Give us your favorite daytime talk show all time.
I played football against Matt's brother in high school.
Oh,
so don't tell
oh man. Hey, congratulations. Get the varsity jacket out.
Good question for you. Do game shows count?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Then we got to go Price is Right, man.
Price is Right.
Classic.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer.
Good
Thank
answer.
You for the call, Chris.
Love the Price is Right.
Oh, it's incredible.
That is a CBS show.
Was it?
Yep.
I didn't remember. Jack,
My Price is Right was Drew Carey.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame.
Bob Barker was the guy. Did Drew Carey use a long microphone?
Yeah.
Long, thin microphone?
Yeah. Plinko?
Yes. This is the best game.
The little yodeler going up the mountain.
Yep.
Right? I thought I had another one that I liked.
I would love to bring a Plinko.
Plinko was the one you dropped down in the thing. That's the money you got. Right?
I want an afternoon show Plinko that we can bring to events and stuff.
Yeah, you
where
like
people
Plinko?
Can play
That's
Plinko.
A Plinko guy,
Plinko's the best game.
Yeah.
It's the best game. All right, 215-592-9494. In a second, we're going to talk about, the league is accusing us of cheating in football, and there's actual cheating going on in baseball that we have to discuss. So tomorrow morning, I'm actually getting my free in-home consultation with Guido.
There you go.
Finally bought this house, and it needs all new windows, and I could go to nobody else but going Guido. I know when I move in there, I'm immediately going to raise the price of my home with new windows and doors. I'm immediately going to make it more energy efficient with new windows and doors. I'm immediately going to make it more comfortable with new windows and doors, and Guida is going to make it better with interest-free financing to suit my needs like they could do for you. Zero down, 0% interest up to 36 months, as many as 72 months, that is 6 years of no interest and low payments that will make your life better. And not only that, Guida is going to give you a discount on everything, giving you 20% off every window, 20% off every door, which I'm going to take advantage of. Restrictions apply. No, there is a minimum purchase. Financing is subject to credit approval. I have good credit, so I'm okay with that. This offer for a limited time. Call 877.
Nice brag.
Well, I do. I have good credit. 877-GO-GUIDA. They'll give you all the details. It took me a while to build up the good. I used to have bad credit. I couldn't even get a credit card.
Wow.
I'll tell that story sometime.
How tough was that?
Well, no.
When in high school? Middle school?
No.
Your credit score wasn't high enough?
I was 31. Get a credit card.
Did daddy pay off the credit card company?
Okay, enough out of you. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So the torpedo bat thing, still a thing.
Yep.
Alec Bohm used it yesterday.
Didn't work.
Per Devin Caney. Devin Caney said, when asked if he thought it worked, Bohm replied, "Did I hit a home run?" The answer is no. He might not be the best case, though, for it.
He's going to be the one that still hits 15.
Yeah. I think they got to They got to get rid of the torpedo bats for everyone. I know Giglio was saying they can't just do it in the middle of the season. They have to do it in the middle of the season.
Yeah, why can't they
institute spider attack in the middle of the season.
Yeah, right. Like, why can't they?
That was Girardi first game tried on Scherzer, and Scherzer wanted to kill him.
They have to look at this and say this is a...
But it's...
It's going to change the entire constitution of the game.
Huh?
You are so dramatic. I mean, it's out of... It's not. It might not.
The Yankees had 15 home runs in five games.
But they play in a bandbox. And the Brewers allowed 10 runs last night to the scrub Royals. All it did was move the sweet spot closer to the bat.
Yes,
closer to the barrel.
I'm going to paint the picture of what's going to happen. What's going to happen is we're going to be in the playoffs, and Zach Wheeler's going to be on the mound, and some doofus like Brandon Nimmo is going to fight off an inside pitch, and it's going to go over the right field fence, a home run that nobody should have seen. Enough of this. If they want to let it go a couple more weeks and get some data on it, it's fine. But they can't let this go through the rest of the season, or we're going to look back at this season, and we're going to call it the torpedo bat season, and somebody's going to win a World Series that shouldn't win a World Series. I'm just saying... They should nip this in the bud. If it is really as effective as it seems like, they got to nip it in the bud.
Wrong again there, Skippy. if everybody is using it,
yes,
there's no real advantage.
Well, the advantage is to the hitter.
Sure.
I'm just saying it makes it like Mickey Mouse baseball. Why don't we let him use aluminum bats?
Yeah, but that's over dramatizing what it is.
I was dramatizing.
Whatever, dramatizing. I wrote a book.
Yeah. I said online today, whoever edited Jack's portion of the book should be given a double raise.
I was locked in during my...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but it makes
sense. All right, go
ahead. Oh, that's not a word Jack said?
Well,
every paragraph.
My bigger problem is like the commas. Like
punctuation.
You a run-on sentence guy?
What I did the whole time was I just would add dashes and then add at the end. You know what I mean? Like I would write... But I didn't know how to write the sentence correctly, so I just put a dash... To finish it out the way that I thought.
I see Jack's emails, and I see the tweet this morning about the book, and I'm like, he can't even write a whole email. He's writing a whole book?
A lot of words, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a grind.
Was it one of those things, like, with a famous person where you told somebody what you wanted to say, and they wrote it for
That's
you?
That's how I would write it.
Absolutely not. And I didn't use ChatGPT once.
Who's the other guy that wrote with you? What's
Kevin,
his name?
Kevin Reavy.
Did Kevin mostly write it and you were just there for the...
Again, a lot of accusations about that as well.
Yeah.
You know, which I'm starting to get a little tight about. You know, I did a lot. I wrote probably, I would say half of it.
What are the odds, Ike, that Kevin's there writing the book and Jack's there watching the 2022 Phillies yearbook, tweeting away, telling him how good the fans are.
Yeah, listen. I put a lot of work in on it.
Yeah.
You'll see it one day.
Okay.
And
I'm getting a coffee.
Yeah, again,
he said no free ones.
Yeah, no free ones. But yeah, pre-orders now. Ringthebellbook.com.
It's not free.
Yeah, we're trying to.
I paid for it through years of working with you.
Yeah,
you kidding me?
That's a good point.
My kids are eating water sandwiches.
Not even filtered water, right?
Yeah, not even
tap water,
straight out of the tap, no filter.
Exactly right. Anyway, you're being overly dramatic. It's just a bad. They moved the sweet spots down a little bit, and if it continues, maybe. I just don't think it's going to be that dramatic.
Well, I will say this: for a team, speaking of our team, there's supposed to be a change in their approach at the plate. I don't know if these bats are going to help with that.
No, when they think they can hit a home run with every swing. And
these bats may empower everybody to go back to being what they were.
This isn't data at all. But, Jack, you as a baseball guy can attest to players love their own bat.
Yes.
Right? Baseball players are creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. If almost all the Yankees were like, yeah, we'll switch bats, it works.
Works. So I hear that at the same time, baseball players, not always the most intellectually there, as you can tell.
Well, not the smartest, yes.
Yeah, not the smartest. Try to use big words, always backfires.
Yep.
And I can see them saying, the Yankees hit a bunch of home runs. Let me try it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. So, and why shouldn't they?
Yeah. So I hear your point, my counterpoint. What's that?
Give it 2 weeks.
Okay.
Give it 2 weeks. It better be banned in 2 weeks.
We'll see.
All right.
Well, if it's leading home runs, which is exciting baseball, I don't see why they would ever ban them.
But the problem was, like, the juice balls, remember a couple years ago? It was so out of control, it actually watered down how fun home runs were, I thought. Like, there were some games where I was like, that's not a home run.
Yeah.
So I just, it can't water down the sport. I hear you from that standpoint, but I don't think it's going to do that.
All right. And what information do you have that leads you to believe it's not going to do it?
No information.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Just vibes.
All right. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnamon. You're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, brother?
What up, Ken?
Dramatizing? What are you doing? Channeling your inner Hugh over there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, the author I finally, instead of, it was Churchill?
Yes.
I was thinking of Ernest Hemingway.
They are different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought they were the same.
Yeah. Not the same
American,
person.
One's British. I could see how you could. Confuse.
Yeah.
Oh, Hemingway's American?
Of course he is.
And Ernest Hemingway screams British.
Well, he screams American because he's American. Yeah. So. I'm actually reading a Hemingway book right now. So
wow, you are a nerd.
Yeah, you really are.
Well, I'm not going to argue with
that's a compliment. Yes, I was going to say that's a compliment.
My wife and her friends will tell you that smart women marry nerds. So
there you go.
But there's that. So, Spike, before I get to the tush push, Spike, you are the master at reading these reads. You're the best person segueing into one of these ad reads I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you.
But why in hell would you buy a house that needs all new windows?
Well, here's the deal. You don't buy a car because it's got new tires on it. Right? Like, you buy a car because it's a good car. If it happens to need new tires, it needs new tires. The house is in a good neighborhood. It's a good house. It happened to not have new windows that they bought. We were like, but it's a good house on a good street, you know, needs new windows. I'll put new windows in it.
Yeah, he can do that.
Well, I mean, like, look, it's not, I don't want to do it. I'm not thrilled about doing it. Would I have rather the house had brand new windows? I would have rathered it.
Yeah.
But now I'm not going to have to worry about windows for, you know, decades. I'll be dead by the time this house needs
a
window.
I hope cut that audio. The time you find a house that needs a new furnace and new air conditioner too, so you'll really be comfortable.
But again, if you find the house that you love and it happens to need a new air conditioner, you should buy the house.
Okay. So on the tush push.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think it's as big a deal as you seem to think it is. I heard a caller earlier today made an actual good point, which, you know, I made a note of. It's not just about fourth down. It's also about the decisions that the Eagles sometimes make on third down, knowing
true.
That they've got that in their back pocket. But, you know, I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. When you break down the numbers of the tush push compared to just the traditional quarterback sneak, according to the NFL.com, since 2021, there's really not that big of a difference in terms of success rate. And certainly the success rate average of the tush push in the NFL is brought down by teams like the Bills that aren't as successful at it with the Eagles as the Eagles. But I just don't think it's like not going to cost them any games. If I thought they were going to win 13 games next year, if it gets banned in May, I'm not going to readjust that to 12 or 11 because they're losing, you know, what comes down to maybe two or three plays a game. I'm just, they will find another way to be successful because the most important aspect of it for the Eagles is that their offensive line is just so physically dominant. And I think that's what they really hate about it the most is it's such a flex for the Eagles to just walk up and line up. So the entire world knows what's coming.
And you know you can't stop it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Right, but here's what I would say, Ken, and because here's where you say one thing, but then you say the other thing. You say one thing, and you're like, okay, the numbers are that a sneak and the tush push are exactly the same success rate. Then on the other hand, you say, but this play is so dominant that the other team is terrified when we line up to do it. No other team feels that way about a quarterback sneak. So why is the other team standing sideways on the line of scrimmage to try to stop it? Why are they jumping over the line of scrimmage so much so that the referee is saying, if you do it again, we're going to give him a touchdown?
Yeah.
Yet with
I have an answer. I have an answer for you.
Sure.
And this is a multi-syllable word you can look up when I say it. It's emasculating. You know, when you think of how the Patriots, how Tom Brady used to run quarterback sneaks, those
believe me, I know that word.
Even Carson Wentz was great at quarterback sneak, the way that they would run that is they would get right up on the ball quickly, and they would spread everything out, and they would just go, right? And he would go right over the one of the guards or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that is not as physically – like the Eagles get up there, they line up, they try a couple hard counts to try and get you to jump first. I mean, like they – it's like pantsing the other team on national television.
Right, and but that is part of it too. The fact that the other team is broken by it mentally. Like these are, do I think it's going to take the Eagles from a 14 win team to a 10 win team? I do not. But I do think it is something that they have in their holster that they clearly love, that has been an advantage for them, that most likely won't be there. And sure. So I think that
buck
hurts.
Buck up, Buttercup!
Well, look, I'm going to...
They wouldn't be fighting as hard for it if they didn't want to keep it, right?
So for sure.
I'm not saying that what you're saying is incorrect, but You get physically beat down by Jordan Mailata and Dickerson. You get physically beat down by those guys anyway. I mean, 50, 60 plays a game. So to me, they will find another way to be successful. And I think for Nick Sirianni in particular, the greatest defense he finds is the suggestion that it doesn't require any skill, which was what the Packers said originally.
Right, it pissed him off.
And I think that that's what he finds so offensive, because the Eagles have figured out a way to practice this play and do it without getting guys hurt in practice. So for him, for Nick Sirianni, I think it's just an insult. Like, you're acting like this doesn't take skill or innovation, and we know that it does. So, but it's one of those things where they'll just find another way to be successful, and I'm not all that worried about it.
All right, Ken, give us for next question today. General Hospital debuted this day, 1963. Give us your favorite all-time afternoon, daytime. Daytime talk show. Daytime television show. Holy moly.
There was a time where I searched dumpsters in New York City looking for the set to build it in my own apartment, just like Kramer did in his apartment, Merv Griffin.
Merv Griffin is one of the OGs.
Yes, sir.
Yes, there's a couple of OGs. We won't mention the other one, but Merv Griffin, one of them for sure.
Well, I found out Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful.
Another one.
I'm sorry. I thought somebody had already said
it. Oh, no, I don't think anybody said Bold and Beautiful.
CBS.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. And by the way, thanks, Mary. Now, Jack Wagner was a General Hospital guy.
Jack Wagner, yeah.
Because there were people that tweeted at me that I was thinking of Rick Springfield. He was on it, but I wasn't thinking of Rick Springfield. I was thinking of Jack Wagner.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. It looks like the NFL
show. That heart-to-heart.
Jack Wagner was on?
Was he on another show? Am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't think he was on heart-to-heart.
Okay.
Maybe he was.
Because he would have been the main character.
Yes,
I don't think he wasn't the main character.
He was not. 215
was a good show.
215-592-9494. The NFL and its teams are lying to take the tush push away from the Eagles. If they do, which it seems like they will, do you think that hurts the Eagles' offense substantially next year? And coming up next, we will bring on Elliot Shore Parks, who is down at the owners' meetings, and we will get his thoughts on that. Also, on the potential of one of his reports falling flat, Eagles may be holding on to Dallas Goedert. What does that happen for Eagles Insider of the Year 2026?
I tell you what, he got the award at the right time.
He sure did.
Because, again, Goddard's going to be here.
Yep.
And he's going to look like an idiot.
What's going to hurt him in 2026?
There's a reason why I didn't have him placing top five.
Yep. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.